The R&B singer Syl Johnson once described himself as more soul than Marvin, more funk than James. But unlike Marvin Gaye or James Brown, Syl Johnson never enjoyed huge success. Now a new boxed set compiles over 80 of his songs from the late 50s through early 70s. It's called Syl Johnson, The Complete Mythology. Oliver Wang has this review.
Syl Johnson was born Sylvester Thompson, but he used to tell folks he changed his name to honor his, quote, real father, blues legend Robert Johnson. It was really a record label that renamed him, but when you first hear the emotional intensity of Johnson's quavering tenor, it's easy to believe the fiction.
You should be so happy until I fell for you. Now I'm full of misery.
Johnson was born in Mississippi, but his family joined the post-war Great Migration of African Americans to the North, ending up in Chicago. It was there that Johnson began playing guitar behind such blues artists as Elmore James and Jimmy Reed, before beginning his solo career in the late 1950s. However, in his first 8 years, none of Johnson's nearly two dozen songs managed to hit, and by the mid-60s, he had taken on a day job, driving trucks for UPS. Then, one day in 1967, he heard one of his songs on the radio and quickly retired the brown uniform.
Sock it to me, rock it to me, mop it to me, sock it to me, baby.
Come on, Sock It to Me was soon followed by an even bigger hit, Different Strokes, and both fueled the new imprint Johnson helped co-found, Twilight Records. Twilight was renamed Twinight, and Johnson was the label's biggest asset as artist, songwriter, and producer. In 1969, his mood still dark over the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr., he wrote what would become the label's highest charter, a searing indictment of racism in America. Is it because I'm black?
Looking back over my false dreams that I once knew, wondering why my dreams never came true. Is it because I'm black? Somebody tell me, what can I do? Oh, Lord.
The full-length LP of the same name was a stunning post-civil rights concept album, released a full year ahead of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. However, despite the single success, the album faltered, and Johnson soon parted ways with Twinight. This is where the new box set more or less ends, but not Johnson's career. His third act began in 1971, when he headed south to Memphis and signed with Willie Mitchell's famed High Records.
You remember the last time you threatened to leave me, girl? I got down on my knees and begged you not to go. Now here you come, threatening me again, girl. But I ain't gonna plead no more.
It should have been an ideal match, pairing the sublime soul chops of the High rhythm section with Johnson's powerful voice, but the singer's decade-long tenure at High turned out to be a mixed bag. On the one hand, Johnson's recordings alongside those by Ann Peebles and Al Green marked High's golden era. However, despite being 10 years senior, Johnson found himself in the shadow of Green, High's marquee star. Even Johnson's gritty, ragged singing style began to take cues from the smooth falsetto croons of his junior rival.
Could I be falling in love with you? Could I be falling in love with you?
By the 1980s, Johnson's career fell into a seemingly permanent recession. But then, a younger generation of fans took charge and sampled his songs to make hits of their own.
However, I'm really fascinating to the letter. My all-around performance gets better and better. My English grammar comes down like a hammer.
Sampling royalties helped Johnson get back to recording. His last album, Two Johnsons or Better Than One, was a duet project with his daughter released in 2001. With his new box set out, it's tempting to think that another wave of rediscovery might coax Johnson back into the studio. If there's one thing his long career has proven, it's that you can never count out Syl Johnson's persistence at adding new chapters to his own mythology.
Our viewer Oliver Wang runs the blog soulsides.com. You can listen to more Syl Johnson songs at nprmusic.org. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.